With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Many of Thomas McGuane's novels and short stories are set in the West, but his characters, often flawed and self-destructive, live and deal with today's world. McGuane's first collection of short stories is called To Skin a Cat, published by Dutton, and many of the tales are set in the fictional town of Dead Rock, Montana.
It's basically Livingston, Montana, where I lived until this last year. I now live in a town called McLeod, which is a much smaller place. But it's really not Livingston. There were things about Livingston that served my needs fictionally, and I wanted to add to it. I wanted a state prison there, and I wanted all sorts of things that aren't actually there.
In fact, the name Dead Rock is actually a play on words.
Livingstone, Dead Rock. It's been a nickname for Livingston for a half century.
The reader must imagine Dead Rock for the most part, because McGuane consciously avoids detailed descriptions.
The way I want fiction writers to perform for me as a reader is to suggest, the way the radio used to suggest, a reality that I could basically build around a few key details.
The title story and the longest piece in To Skin a Cat is not set in Montana, but in London, New York, and San Francisco, and is the tale of a sex-obsessed young man who tries to bully his girlfriend into becoming a prostitute.
If there's any kind of an underlying theme in this collection of stories, and I'm really not sure there is, but there are these kind of moments of desolating self-recognition, things, people just learning things about themselves that maybe everybody around them has always known.
Thomas McGuane, author of such novels as The Sporting Club and The Bushwhack Piano, had two motives for turning from the novel to the short story.
One was to produce this book, and one which was to learn more about the general craft of fiction for purposes of what I might do next.
In addition to Skin a Cat, Thomas McGuane has two more books to write for Dutton, part of a three-book contract. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Michigan-born Thomas McGuane has built a solid reputation as a literary novelist, such books as 92 in the Shade, The Bushwhack Piano, and The Sporting Club. His screenplays include The Missouri Breaks, but McGuane says his published fiction has given him the greater satisfaction.
Anybody in the world should understand why screenwriters get so unhappy. Their work is torn up in front of their eyes, or altered, or thrown away, and in return for that, they're given a lot of money.
As a novelist, Thomas McGuane has always admired the short story, and not too long ago began reading the short fiction form with a fever.
I kept running across stories which seemed to me to do more than most novels, even most good novels.
Thomas McGuane sees novels as a series of dramatic hotspots linked by connective tissue.
Whereas the best short story writers seem to share with lyric poets the desire to kind of strike at the heart of things and get in and get out and leave the superfluous stuff in their homes rather than in yours.
So Thomas McGuane tried his hand at short story writing, and the result is a collection called To Skin a Cat, part of a three-book contract with Dutton.
I want to write as intensely as Dickens, except I want the power-to-weight ratio to be very high. I want there to be few words and lots of energy.
Thomas McGuane's stories, many set in the modern West, are all muscle, no fat, no wasted language, tales of often self-destructive people compelled by events that they cannot control. McGuane lives part of the year in Fairhope, Georgia, part on an 1,100-acre ranch near McLeod, Montana, and he feels that a serious writer must organize his time seriously.
One you should probably read half the time. I read half, at least half of every day, and I write the other half of the day, and I try to run the ranch in between time.
Thomas McGuane, whose first short story collection, To Skin a Cat, was published by Dutton. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.